right, so here we go. I'm talking to Eric Quilter, who sent me an email regarding getting his bike fixed. And basically what I want to do, Eric, is just give me a quick rundown as to what the problem has been and what you've tried to do to solve it, and then we'll go into some possible resolutions for you.
Okay, well, I purchased the bike the last week of April of this year. It's a 01-01 build date of a F650 GSA. I live in Park City, Utah, and was planning on driving the bike back and forth between my office and Salt Lake, which is a significant elevation difference. Plus, it's a lot colder in the mornings up in Park City, and I was assured by the dealership when I bought the bike that it could handle cold morning starts no problem because of the fuel injection system.
That's BMW Salt Lake?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the sales representative there. I also inquired about the surge install problem because I'd read about that prior to making my purchase, and they assured me that my build date, that was not an issue, that the software had been upgraded, and that was only a problem with previous bikes, as well as the brake problem that had caused the recall. So I went ahead and made the purchase. The bike was a little bit rough in the first couple hundred miles, which they said to expect just because of the break-in period. I brought it in for the 600-mile, and at that point, the bike had stalled several times in the middle of intersections. They informed me that there was a fuel injection upgrade coming down the line. I brought it back in a few weeks later after my 600-mile service. I think I had about 1,200 miles on the bike at that time, and they did the upgrade, which took about almost 3 days that I was without the vehicle. And the bike seemed to start much better after that, and it didn't stall anymore in intersections, but immediately thereafter, a backfire was introduced from the day I drove the bike away from the dealership after the upgrade.
Okay.
That backfire has gotten worse and worse and worse, especially at higher elevations. In addition, the bike stutters on downgrades at typical freeway cruising speeds of 65 to 75 miles an hour. I made them immediately aware of the backfire problem the day I brought the bike home, and they said that's normal. All of them work that way. Within a couple of weeks of that time, summer temperatures in Utah also got to the point where they're in the mid-90s. My mirrors no longer were able to hold their position anytime the bike was left out in the sun for more than 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's been a widely reported problem.
It's a clear engineering defect. I actually submitted a report on that to NHTSA on their website because it's one of the visual safety systems of the vehicle, and it's clearly deficient. I took the bike back in again, asked them to fix the backfire problem. They applied more sealant to the joint between the exhaust canisters. It had absolutely no impact whatsoever. They remapped the fuel injection again. Also, it had no impact on either the stuttering or on the backfiring of the motorcycle. The bike continues to develop a more throaty sound to it. They did replace the mirrors. They gave me a little bit of grief about it, but then acquiesced and replaced the mirrors under warranty. I then brought the bike in again because of the stuttering and the backfire problem to have them check it out when the regional service manager was in Salt Lake just a couple of weeks ago. I was informed there was nothing wrong with the bike.
Who was the regional service manager? Was that Tom Lawrence?
It's not Tom Lawrence. I think his name was Jed.
Okay.
If I recall. I'm not sure. He wasn't exactly a cordial individual. I was shocked at the way in which I was treated by him. But at that time, I informed them that they needed to do something about either getting me another motorcycle that was not having these problems, or that I also told them I'd consider buying a different motorcycle from them. And Ralph, the owner of BMW of Salt Lake, actually put together a deal for me when I got back into town. I had to leave town for the day, and I came back that night, and he offered me this trade-in deal that was ludicrous. It was 50 cents on the dollar for what I had paid for this motorcycle to apply towards another motorcycle, like an 1150, that wasn't having the same service issues. At that point, I just said, look, you've got to fix this motorcycle or get me a new one. They did adjust the idle program on the bike, said that would fix the cold morning starts. It hasn't changed. In fact, it's actually worse. It takes, you know, at least 5 or 6 minutes to start the motorcycle. If the temperature is below 45 degrees, which causes, I'm sure, excessive wear and tear on the starting mechanism, the bike has no choke mechanism. The backfiring has gotten worse. I rode two other 650s of the same build date last night, and there's no question that my motorcycle is clearly different than those two motorcycles. We have similar mileage on the bikes. Theirs are smooth running. There is no backfire whatsoever. Mine has a much different sound to it. There's clearly something going on with the way that the bike burns gas that is different than those other two motorcycles. And I'm sure that it's causing, you know, long-term damage to the bike. There's no way I'm going to be able to sell the bike in the condition it's in to somebody else because it's too noticeable.
Exactly.
And so I hear I'm stuck, you know, after owning a bike brand new, which I paid a premium for. I outfitted it with every available option. You know, I spent $12,000 on that 650, putting everything possible on it, and I'm the sort of customer that you'd think that dealerships would just love to keep happy. But, you know, it's clearly a mistake. So.
Okay, so really kind of where you're at.
I've given BMW adequate chances to fix the problem, and their response has not been to do anything, even to diagnose the problem, find out that their response has always been, this is your problem, and there's nothing wrong with the motorcycle. The motorcycle is just fine. That was reiterated to me when I had it in the shop 2 weeks ago. I told them to keep it as long as they needed to, and they came back. They literally didn't do anything to the bike but put 120 miles of riding on it and then tell me that there's nothing wrong with the bike. And after riding two other bikes of the same build date myself, I have no idea how they could say that.
Okay.
It's impossible.
And basically...
From the same dealership. These are two bikes that were also bought at the same dealership with the same build date.
If you had a product that worked like those other two bikes, you would be happy. That's why you wanted to purchase the product.
I really like the product concept of the 650. It's the sort of bike I would like to be riding, but I, at this point...
For whatever reason, you have a trouble with some product.
I can't have something that has to be serviced that much. I've been without the motorcycle something like, you know, over 12 days in the first couple of months of owning a brand new premium priced motorcycle. I think that's totally unacceptable. I've gone through tremendous inconvenience having to take the bike to the dealership, make alternative transportation arrangements, bring it back. There's no courtesy vehicle or anything else. The last time I took it in, I insisted that they pick up the bike, and they left me a loaner bike for the period that they had the bike, for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And I had to do that by literally just saying, look, you know, I mean, you've got to accommodate me here. And it was basically just the owner of the shop that finally acquiesced and let me use his motorcycle.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be, you know, I didn't care if it was a motorcycle. I didn't want to have to drive 20 miles out to the dealership and have someone taxi me back and forth.
Okay.
I think the product concept's great. I mean, the bike is, it's supposed to be a dual-purpose bike. I bought it because I wanted to take it fly fishing on dirt roads. And in that environment, the bike actually performs quite well. It's the highway performance that is very lacking, but that's 95% of what I use the motorcycle for, and that was, you know, made very clear when I purchased the bike. The representation by the sales force that there was no surge and stall problem with the build date of my bike was a complete misrepresentation. No question about it.
And six weeks later, they openly
acknowledged there was a problem with surge install, and they replaced the fuel injector and upgraded the software. If there had been no such problem at the time I bought the bike, then there would have been no need to upgrade the software and to replace the fuel injector.
Yeah, so that seems a little fishy and out of place.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I kind of expect some of that from a sales organization anywhere. I was happy to see that they were going to do something about it, but I've been very disappointed in that the reality is that the bike hasn't been fixed and it still doesn't run properly. And again, I'm paying for a motorcycle that has no resale value at this point, and it's a brand new motorcycle and it's basically worthless.
And you actually can't use it, which is why you bought it in the first place.
I can use it in limited situations.
Okay.
You know, I mean, while the bike does run, and I continue to put miles on the bike, it doesn't perform the way it's supposed to. I have continued concerns about the safety issues concerning the mirrors. The stalling problem, and then just my main concern is the deterioration. Something obviously in the engine is not performing the right way for it to be backfiring the way it is. I mean, it's a constant backfire on any deceleration, and guaranteed that something is not right, and the engine is losing value day by day every time it's run.
So let me ask a question or two. What in your dealings with BMW Salt Lake and or BMW's field service organization, where have you as a customer felt that they've done the right thing, haven't done the right thing? Have they been responsive to you? You know, tell me some of that experience.
Well, I did, back when I had the backfire problem and the mirror problem, I contacted BMW North America's customer service group via email. I got it was just a typical blow-off response, which just said, you know, the mechanism for dealing with this is the local dealership, and we'll report that information to them, and they will contact you, which they never did. Ralph and Linda Whitmore, you know, own BMW of Salt Lake. I mean, I think they mean well, but I don't think that, I think they probably could be a decent service organization if they had a product concept behind them, or if the manufacturer that they were repping gave them more options with how to take care of problem customers. They don't like being in the situation they're in, and they clearly feel like they've got to kind of toe the company line as opposed to having an opportunity to just take care of my problem. On the same hand, you know, they're business people, and they got into that voluntarily, and, you know, I think they should have stood behind their purchase, and I don't believe they're doing that.
Okay. Is this your first BMW, or?
Yes. First motorcycle purchase since college.
Okay.
And I bought a BMW because of the service reputation. From other BMW owners that I know, said, look, if you're going to buy a motorcycle, buy a BMW because of its reputation. For service, they'll last forever. You're not going to have any problems. They'll take care of you. And I can't tell you how disappointed I've been. I never had any problems like that. You know, when you buy a Honda, you know, you get on it and you just ride it, and you don't know what the service is like because you never need it.
Yes.
I was expecting a much different experience. I shopped around, looked at and rode a lot of different motorcycles before making my purchase, and I really liked this concept, you know, but it's hard buying a brand new motorcycle. It's not like you're going to get a feel for what that bike is truly going to be like until it's got, you know, 1,500, 2,000 miles or more on it, mm-hmm. and it kind of is broken in. And
So from where you're at now, you would just feel that it should be better to replace the motorcycle, that you feel that you've given BMW enough chances to fix it, and there's damage being done, and you're mentally against having the same motorcycle repaired?
I don't want the motorcycle I've got. It clearly is defective, and if they can't, if after, you know, four times for the same problem, they can't remedy the situation, let alone acknowledge that the bike has a problem, I have no confidence that the motorcycle, they just want to get rid of this motorcycle on me, period. I mean, I don't want this same bike, and they don't want it either. That's obvious.
Okay.
They want me to be stuck with it, and, you know, I would consider a replacement bike, but at this point, my confidence in this product and certainly in the company has left me with such a sour taste that I'm not really inclined. I don't want to buy another motorcycle from BMW of Salt Lake, and I don't really want to buy another new BMW motorcycle. I think I'd consider buying an older BMW motorcycle.
Okay.
Because I think it's a different product than the one they're putting out right now.
Okay, great. Listen, I'm going to stop our conversation here. It's 11:49 a.m. Conversation with Eric Quilter regarding his problems with BMW and his F-650.